Bujari Gamarawa, and if you're learning alongside me, that is good day in Gadigal. I acknowledge the unceded land that I am on, Gadigal country, as part of the Eora Nation, and pay my immense respects and gratitude to elders past, present, and emerging as the true custodians of this land that I'm on. Welcome to the episode. My name is Nadia Felsch. I'm a feminist, fat positive nutritionist, and certified intuitive eating counselor. In this podcast, we explore the practical aspects of leaving the diet mentality behind and finding your own food and body freedom. So this episode is exploring by far the most common question that's out there when it comes to this anti-diet and intuitive eating space. And frankly, it is time that we dig into it together. So the question, can you pursue weight loss and make peace with food? The majority of my clients, especially at the outset of our work together, desire weight loss, and often they still do as we continue into our work together. If you desire weight loss, there is zero shame in that. Rather, I want to encourage you to consider, isn't it completely understandable and very valid? Thinness in our society is representative of so many things: health, apparently, well-being, morality, you know, being loved, being accepted, belonging, beautiful. This anti-fat and this patriarchal belief that we all are conditioned with is, you know, it's one we're led to believe is true. Absolutely. We might be possibly dedicating our lives to achieving it. That also doesn't mean it's true. But I want to encourage you to be kind to yourself if this is where you're at and if this is what you desire. I believe wholeheartedly in bodily autonomy. It is your body, it is your choice. That you are here, you are listening, tells me you also desire more. Maybe more than continually chasing a smaller body because it's the norm, the thin ideal. It might be at the very least that you are curious, and that's really cool. Let's keep digging in. So the short answer to the question, this is not something I'm known for, but I'm going to do it. So the question, can you pursue weight loss and also heal your relationship with food and make peace with your body, is no. Intentional weight loss efforts and healing your relationship with food, finding peace with your body, these are exclusive ideas. Exclusive to one another. Let's talk about why this is. And I first encourage you and I invite you to notice what might be coming up for you right now. It might be resistance and defiance, frustration, rage even. You might feel heartbroken. You might feel hopeless. So the why. When you pursue intentional weight loss, you have a goal weight. You might not have a goal weight, you just might want to lose weight. To pursue this, you need to disconnect essentially from your body and its complex dynamic needs. This disconnection, the only real way to describe it, creates absolute chaos, biological and emotional. This disconnection, in summary, actually creates mistrust for yourself in your body around food. Like, think about what it is like. Maybe you're doing this at the moment when you are sticking to a calorie deficit, you're sticking to a point amount per day, macros, however you want to be doing this. You are entering things into an app in order to undereat, in order to pursue weight loss. To do this, you need to ignore, or at the very least, override your own hunger. You need to pretend it's not there. You need to drink the water, you know, all the problematic things. Jessica Wilson and I chatted about that in a previous episode. You need to maybe ignore how tired you are, how fatigued you are, how underfueled you are, and exercise anyway. Maybe you make yourself injured, sick. The legacy of this pursuit and the chaos that ensues is mistrust, as I've talked about, disconnection, as I've talked about. And we actually become even more vulnerable to the all or nothing ideas about food and about health, because the messages and the connection with your body are not something that you connect with. So it's so much easier to see a TikTok, to see an Instagram that's talking about cutting out sugar because it's so good for you, and to think that that is the solution. You become hyper fixated on food. This is where most of my clients begin. You don't trust yourself. It is absolutely maybe unimaginable. And so here's some things that are actually going on inside your body when in a deficit, when it is perceiving starvation, because that's what it is. Your food focus will be increased simply to protect you. Hey, body, please eat. It's telling you. And what's so like fucked up about this, thanks diet culture, thanks anti-fatness, you've possibly learnt to label this protection, this amazing strategy to keep your amazing self here and functioning, oh, I don't have any self-control, rather again than your biology and being starved. Centering weight, pursuing weight loss, I think it's pretty clear, can lead to absolutely adverse impacts on your food relationship, your whole well-being, to be honest, your mental health. We have this real environment we're creating that's so normal in society. I know we're being restricted with food, you know, skipping meals, like don't worry if you're hungry. Like I said, the impact that that has on your body image, the impact that has on your life. And it sets up and it reinforces all at the same time, because we're trying to lose weight, these really destructive patterns and beliefs. This is why we go, I can't eat too much of that. I can't have too many calories. I'm gonna gain weight. That's bad. How is that ever going to be peaceful or empowered or trusting? We normalize this harmful practice of counting our food, being hyper-fixated on food, again, overriding our needs. How many times am I going to say it, you're asking right now? And debilitating guilt, because foods are really in these very narrow categories around calories and points and weight. And there is really only so much of this we can take. And again, none of this could be further from healing your relationship with food and making peace with your body. This is why they're exclusive to each other. Ironically and heartbreakingly, you even more now will desire and require healing, because you're in this place that's so messed up and so chaotic. You feel out of control. You don't know what to eat, what's right. You live with guilt all the time. You're unsure how to be free and neutral around food without thinking about, again, the calories. I might gain weight. Healthy feels like I have to be good. It's only eating some foods and it's losing weight. You know, often when folks reach out to me to join my programs or work with me in some way, some capacity, they know they want to overcome this type of thinking, this diet mentality, we could call it, the restrictiveness, the guilt. They desire so much to eat with trust, to feel better in their bodies. But often at the start, at least, that means, or that feels like to them, it's losing weight.
One of the biggest things that I was worried about was gaining weight. As you know, being taught by diet culture that, you know, we can't trust our own intuition and our own needs. So the fact that I'd have food freedom essentially would mean that I would just basically binge on everything that I've always been told is not good for me and I shouldn't and that sort of thing. And I really worried that that was going to end up in me, you know, sort of gaining a lot of weight, which didn't happen, obviously. I also think there was like a fear of letting go of that weight loss mentality and weight loss goal mentality, because that's, you know, I suppose a big part of who I identified as and what my identity was, is that I was always actively attempting to lose weight.
I know you have likely spent a lifetime absorbing messages that weight loss is always a good idea, it is mostly necessary apparently, and everything will get better from there. Weight loss, however, in and of itself doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't equate to confidence, to health, to love, to acceptance. Weight loss can never guarantee that we will experience the so-called freedom that we're promised. It can mean that you're going to be treated better in the world by healthcare folks, by employers, even by your own family. It can mean that you have more options. I'm thinking about clothes. I'm thinking about seats and other equipment. And all of this isn't inherently contingent on weight. It's us as a society that chooses to make it that way. And this is an important distinction. I encourage you to view weight loss really as what it is. It is a loss of weight. And really less attached to these really harmful and these false toxic promises that we have grown up with and maybe can't even imagine anything else other than our whole lives. We know, however, from body image research, I know this from clinical observations, that the more that you focus on your weight, because, you know, that's happiness, right? And that's health. Actually, the more fixated you become on your body, on your appearance, and that doesn't have a positive outcome. It doesn't even have a neutral outcome. Forget about the acceptance from this path. And this is significantly harmful, and actually the thing I wish everybody knew. It is what you might have heard me talk about this. It is what is currently very normalized as the quote unquote fix path. Essentially, this is the only option that we are given when, hey, I want to feel more confident. I want to feel more healthy, more happy. This is it. This is all we're given. So again, like, no wonder you feel this way. So therefore, divesting from weight as apparently equaling all things great is going to allow you to examine all the things that you have been conditioned and you've learned to wrap up inside what weight is. You know, these are patriarchal beauty ideals. These are the ideas of we have of health and well-being, worthiness as a human. And now you have some space to actually look at and lean into what is sitting there, what is underneath it, what is your valid desire, what are your needs. So really, this now becomes parallel work to healing your body connection and trust with food, what we think of when we think of intuitive eating and peace with food. It is this work of untangling weight from self-worth. It is actually self-acceptance work. Do you desire to feel free? Do you long to be able to eat what you want and need and hear your body's signals speaking to you about these needs? Do you want to accept and honor, respect your body as it is and for what it does? Do you want all of this to just be part of life instead of food and body and the mental gymnastics taking up, honestly, 99% of all of your brain space, all of your energy, all of your time, money? Do you want more for yourself than self-loathing and forever trying to lose weight? I really want to validate your desire for weight loss in an anti-fat world. And what if, by moving away from this goal and this center of a smaller body, what if you could actually end the struggle that you're in right now, where your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors are so impacted by your current body weight? What if you could move away from the fear and the mistrust that you have with your body to a place of connection, respect, and empowerment, a place where you have the ability to eat freely in connection with your needs, the freedom to move if you want in supportive, fulfilling ways for your body? My favorite, the opportunity to seek out pleasure in whatever form and forms, plural, that you desire. Life, time, opportunity, what would that even be like for you? If you want this support for long-term change, for increased acceptance of your body, a better, more peaceful relationship with food for the long haul, you know, less time guilty, less time stress, less mental gymnastics or struggling in your body, food freedom is where it's at. This is my signature 12-week program to begin unlearning, rebuilding connection, and redefining everything on your terms. So if this is you, if I've described you, you want to join us inside Food Freedom for the last cohort of 2023, you can complete the application in the episode notes. And if you're listening to this episode and you wish someone in your life could hear this too, because wouldn't that make conversations a little bit easier? Send it like right now. Just copy the link and send it to your sister, your mom, your aunt, your employee, your boss, your neighbor. My mission is to get this into the hands and the ears of as many folks as possible. And the best way to keep this podcast free and running is for you to share it far and wide. Thank you. For all the links and the notes from this episode, head to my website, which is nadiafelsch.com/podcast. You'll also find a link in your podcast player. Thank you so much for joining me in this important conversation and exploration. I look forward to being with you again soon.